The good news is, even though I can't hear it, I was able to listen on the external speaker. It sounds fine. All right. So tell me, Steve, what we have here. What are we looking at?
This is a poem I wrote about my radio man that was killed over there. Truly outstanding Marine. Very courageous. As a matter of fact, died in the middle of a heroic act that probably saved several lives, other Marine lives. A real warrior, a kid that really never finished high school, extremely bright. One of those people that I saw early on just had a natural sense of what needed to be done in combat. Also a very delightful personality. We became very close, since he was my radio man. He was never more than one or two arm lengths away from me because, you know, every time we'd get hit or there was action, of course, I had to keep in contact with all three squads and also with the company commander. So, like I say, we shared the same hooch. If we were able to, you know, put up a shelter for the night, and it was just an outstanding young man, you know. And so this is kind of a one night I came home from a band job, and it had just been so heavily on my mind. And I sat down and just wrote this poem, you know, kind of flushed out a lot of, you know, things I've been thinking about, feeling, you know, in connection with Smitty.
And when was this? What year? When did you write this? What you were?
I have no idea. It was probably, I imagine, 20 years after he was killed. It was quite some time later.
And where was Smitty from?
He was from, he's from Louisiana and he's from Texas. Monroe, Louisiana, I think, is where he's buried. Most of his family migrated to Texas. That's where he came into the Marines from Texas, I do believe, has a sister and two brothers, and they're all Texans.
And when the two of you served together, what were your ages?
I was probably, I think I'd turned 23, and he had turned 20, I believe.
And so what was it that prompted you to sit down and write the poem? Do you remember? Did something remind you of him, or what was that?
Well, there are some people that never leave your memories. And you'll talk to veterans who were combat veterans, and very frequently they will have someone that was very special to them that was killed. And that's just something that stays with you. It's kind of like if anything happened to my real brother, you know, I'd carry that with me a long time, or somebody loses a mate. You know, it's just not something you get over immediately. And I imagine there were circumstances like, you know, the weather sometimes reminds me of Vietnam. Certain kinds of incidences will, you know, and they'll trigger memories, and not only memories, even more powerfully, they will trigger emotions. And that night, you know, he was so heavily on my mind, and I don't know, you know, what the triggers were that time, but there probably were, you know, and so I sat down and started composing this poem, you know.
Love to hear it.
Okay. It's called a Visit with Smitty. Give me just a second.
Put those glasses just...
Oh, right there.
Okay, great.
There you go.
Here we go. Smitty, how you doing? Thought I'd call on you tonight. Let you know I'm thinking of you and that everything's all right. I couldn't sleep. Was restless. You kept crossing through my mind, so I'm here at the kitchen table, just trying to unwind. It's been a while, I know, since I called upon you last. But time strides on and soothes some wounds that we've suffered in our past. The wounds don't disappear, of course, and always will remind of pain and loss we suffered then, both unfair and unkind. Yes, the edge is off the worst of it. I look around to see one must go on, and life is good, if a man will let it be. So many years have come and gone since that day you left us here, and journeyed on to that place unknown, that place of hope and cheer. I'll never forget the news coming back that night from the medevac, of Corporal Smith's death from a wound in the chest. Tommy won't be back. The grief and the pain were so much to bear, a burden so great and intense. Your memory often flooded my heart and completely enveloped my sense. My friend, you became my protector, my brother, a wellspring of strength in the fray. The force of your spirit was like none other. You inspire me yet to this day. I've been blessed with a family that gives me the room to put all my feelings in place. My wife and my kids, parents, sisters, my brother, have all given me part of their space. Still, my young corporal, I have times of grief when I seem not to understand, so I turn to my faith and find comfort and peace, safe within the Lord's hand. Much fewer are nights when I grieve to my core and question the forces that be, and I'm thankful to enter through time's open door, making pain less a burden for me. Take care, my young trooper, as you look down. Be generous in all that you see. For my faults are so many, so heavy and sore, that I wonder why God lets me be. Talk to you later, young hero and friend. Won't trouble you more yet tonight. We both know that I'm just once again touching base and trying to keep you in sight. Rest easy, Smitty, and thanks for your time. Sorry I've not been too steady. We'll talk again sometime, and I'll be around, and I'm certain you'll know when I'm ready. Until then, semper fi. Let us always be faithful to our friends and their memories dear. We'll meet again someday, young trooper, and then you can speak just as loud as you hear. With love and respect, your old lieutenant and friend.
Thank you.
Been a while since I've read that. Yeah.
Do you remember how you felt after you read it?
Yeah. It's a cleansing experience, you know, because, you know, you'd have the dialogues, you know, privately in your mind with people you lose, people you love. It's kind of a catharsis, I guess. You know, it really helped to get it down on pen and paper. Get it expressed, you know.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.